Page 20, Equalities Impacts, Protected Characteristics. Changing health and care services can have an impact on all of us who live or work in the Huelva area, regardless of age, sex, disability, physical, mental health and learning disabilities, race, religion and belief, sexual orientation, gender reassignment, marriage or civil partnership, or pregnancy and maternity status. We must ensure that our proposals are fair to all and take particular care to consider people who are vulnerable. We have already engaged with some groups representing vulnerable people and will continue to do so to ensure they are involved throughout our consultation. We have produced what is called an Equality Impact Assessment, EQIA, for the Minor Injury Unit at Prince Philip Hospital. An EQIA includes an overview of the potential positive and negative impacts of change on people and how we will mitigate them and address our equality duties. You can read more in the full current version of the EQIAs in the supporting documents area of our webpage hduhb.nhs.wales/pphmiu. We have a supporting document that can provide you with examples of how different options could affect someone like you or your loved ones. The family, Taylor Jones and their friends, are not a real family, but they are typical examples of some people living in our area. They can help illustrate how patients could be affected by different options in this consultation and could help you think about what potential changes could feel like for you. You can read our Taylor Jones case studies available in the supporting documents area of our webpages. We will talk about scenarios in community events that we will hold during this consultation. We also plan to undertake focus groups with the public and particularly with vulnerable or disadvantaged groups, referred to as people with protected characteristics, or people who may be affected by these service changes. Information from these groups will be used in the EQIA as we learn more. EQIAs will be used to help decision makers when considering future developments. If you would like further detailed information, this can be obtained by contacting huelva.engagement@wales.nhs.uk. Protected characteristics. Some people with a protected characteristic may be more disadvantaged or face more difficulties when trying to access healthcare services. The Equality Act 2010 protects people from being treated worse than other people because of age, disability, gender reassignment, marriage and civil partnership, pregnancy and maternity, race, religion and belief, including no religious belief, sex, sexual orientation. Our EQIA also considers the possible impacts individuals may experience due to being part of the armed forces community, a person's social and or economic position, socio-economic and the Welsh language. In our policies and how we work, we must cut discrimination, harassment, victimisation and other conduct that is prohibited by or under the Act. Advance equality of opportunity between persons who share relevant protected characteristics and persons who do not. Foster good relations between persons who share relevant protected characteristics and persons who do not. We also aim to remove or minimise disadvantages suffered by persons who share a relevant protected characteristic and are connected to that characteristic. Meet the needs of persons who share a relevant protected characteristics that are different from the needs of persons who do not share it. Encourage persons who share a protected characteristic to take part in public life or in any other activity in which participation by such persons is disproportionately low. Consider how we will tackle prejudice and understanding. Changing the way our services operate may cause persons with a protected characteristic to experience positive and or negative impacts, unintended consequences, or gaps in healthcare provision. We will explore further during this consultation the potential differences posed by each of the options. We also show how negative impacts could be avoided or reduced, as well as maximizing positive impacts. Welsh language. Many of you in the area covered by Hywel Dda, 45%, speak Welsh, which is a higher than average number compared to the average across Wales. We continue to make progress towards compliance with the statutory Welsh language standards, ensuring that all communication, including digital, print and signage, is bilingual in Welsh and English, with the Welsh not treated less favourably than the English. We strive to promote a bilingual environment for you and staff and support our staff to learn and use Welsh in our workplaces and our communities. We are also working to ensure people are offered services in Welsh without having to ask, as described in the Welsh Government's More Than Words plan. We have a target to ensure that 50% of our workforce has a foundation level of Welsh within the next 10 years, and we report on our progress through our Welsh Language Annual Report that can be found on our website. The full EQIA provides further details of how the service changes could impact on the Welsh language, but we would welcome any other comments and feedback.